Tomorrow morning, runners will line up for the inaugural Millinocket Marathon. It's likely to be one of the coldest races of the fall season, but organizers say it is also the only Boston Marathon qualifying race that they know of that isn't charging any fee. The fee normally can cost a runner anywhere between $50 to $500. Instead, runners and their fans are being asked to spend that cash in the host town. As Jennifer Mitchell reports, residents say the idea is kindling some hope for a post-paper future in Millinocket.
Millinocket has seen its share of hard luck in recent years with the loss of the Great Northern Paper Mill, but people still talk about the good times.
I grew up in the heyday of it all, the 70s, 80s, where you didn't know what poverty was living in Millinocket.
Today, Jennifer Murray and her business partner, Tricia Sear, call themselves the two broke moms, and they're only half kidding. Neither has been able to draw a salary yet from the gift shop they opened more than a year ago called the Moose Drop Inn. Vacant shops line the street, something Murray says you never saw when the mill was operational. But this week, it's feeling a little bit more like old times. Business has been brisk, and not just for them, but all over town as well.
One of my children work at Dunkin' Donuts, and they're all... She's like, we're already seeing people we don't recognize. Because this is such a small community, you know everybody.
Murray and Sear say they've been receiving messages, orders, and inquiries from people all over the state, the country, and beyond who'd never even heard of Millinocket until they learned about the marathon. Race t-shirt orders alone are keeping the pair busy. They actually went out and bought a machine so they could print them up in-house rather than having to order them from away. And that's exactly the kind of thing runner and race organizer Gary Allen wants to hear.
Not even sure this is about running or about paper mills or anything. I think this is about how one person or one idea can make a difference for a lot of people.
The Millinocket Marathon was Allen's idea, and his enthusiasm seems to be spreading. A new arts and crafts expo is scheduled for Saturday. Also, the Maine Short Film Festival, which kicks off in Rockland Friday night, travels next to Millinocket the next day. And several organizations have planned fundraising suppers and dances all weekend long. Allen says Millinocket already seems a little bit different to the one he read about more than a year ago, the one that inspired him to start the race in the first place. The town he read about had lost its mill and its identity, lost its hope, and gained a bunch of empty store windows.
I felt like I couldn't unread that, and, you know, heck, I got to go do something.
Allen wanted to help, but he didn't have a manufacturing plant or mill to offer. So he did what he knew how to do. He organized an informal road race. It was sort of a trial marathon, more like 50 or so athletes piling into cars and descending upon the town without much warning last December. Allen says people seemed a bit baffled by the sudden influx of people trotting past in spandex, but they were pleased that they were there and spending money in the town. This year, it was made official. Authorities from the USA Track and Field Organization, which regulates running sports, came to town in August to measure and certify a 26.2-mile course. And the Millinocket Marathon was official.
As I know, I haven't heard one negative thing, and that's good.
Town Councilor Jesse Dumais says on the heels of the controversial declaration of the Northwoods National Monument just up the road, this is a piece of good economic news that hasn't come with any baggage.
We need all the positive publicity and news that we can get, and more importantly, more dollars being spent in Millinocket.
There are a total of 1,000 spots in the race. Currently, registration is full, with runners from all 50 states and Canada expected to attend. Allen thinks the starting line for the marathon is symbolic of a new beginning.
And where that finish line is, we don't really know.
Allen says he's heard from high schoolers who told him that having a Boston Marathon qualifying race in their small town has actually given them some hope that good times in Millinocket isn't just something their parents talk about.
I mean, that feels big to me. That feels, I think when you inject the word hope, it's way bigger than a race.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.